Megillah, Megillas Esther, and halachas will not be batel lasad lavei. And the pasuk that it's learned out from is at the end of the Megillah, v'zichrom lo Yosef mizaram, lo Yosef, v'zichrom lo Yosef mizaram. Question that's asked in different places, the Rabbi brings it in Maimarim as well. What's the connection between Megillas Esther and halachas? The Gemara brings these two things together. Megillas Esther won't be batel and halachas won't be batel. For halachas won't be batel, which is mashma that the shaklavatari of Teira, all the discussions that there are, whether in Gemara, whether in Paiskim, whether in Rishonim, all the shaklavatari is going to be batel asad lavei. From the whole Teira Shabbat Peh, the only thing that will remain is the halachas, the actual psak halachas. Yeah. So, and the Gemara brings a pasuk with that also. Halichas Olam Lo, I mentioned before. Halichas Olam, halichas it will be forever. But what's the connection? Why is the Gemara bringing these two things together? Megillas Esther and halachas. So the answer that's given is that there's a connection here, because what's taka the reason why the Megillas Esther is not going to be batel lasad lavei? Why all other Nevi'im Ksuvim will be batel. Megillas Esther won't be batel. What's unique about Megillas Esther? Elamai the Teretz is because the ness of Megillas Esther, the whole story of Megillas Esther is different than the rest of Nach. And all the other things in Nach, whenever it talks about the things, the Nevuas to Yidden and connection to Yidden, it's filled with all kinds of things of Nissen that happen. This Ness and another Ness, and how the Eibishter says a Nevuah, and how the Nevuah is in the sky, and everything is Bederech Ness. You look into Megillas Esther, so one of the things that's Yidua Abnegate, the story of the Megillah, that nothing happens Bederech Ness. There's no Nissen in the Megillas Esther. There are Medrashim, but you get a certain Nissen. But you look into the story of Megillas Esther, the whole thing is Bederech HaTeva. It's all a Ness, Malubish and Teva. So the Pashto is the reason why, if it's Malubish and Teva, that means that it's a Ness that's not from such a high level. It's a Ness that's Malubish and Teva. Not such a great miracle. But, Ki Yidua, Chassidus is Masber, Punkt Vakert. Because the Ness of Purim has a higher Shadish, so therefore it could come into Teva. It doesn't have to break Teva. A Ness that comes from a place that's not such a high Shadish cannot enter into Teva. The only way it could function in Olam Hazeh is by shattering nature, by pushing nature aside and replacing it with the Hanhoga of Ness. But because the Shadish of the Ness of Purim is such a high place, so it could come into Teva. And it also it's connected to the Lashon of the Megillah, Balayla Hahu, that the Ness of Purim comes into Laila. It doesn't happen in a matzav of Yoim, the Hamshacha of the Ness. Hahu is also in, you know, Hel of Esther, right? Sai Laila and Sai Hu is a double Hel of Esther. And the Ness comes into the Laila Hu. It's a much greater Ness. In other places, the pasuk of Lois in the floor is Gedolus Levade is brought. When you have a miracle, which only Levade, only the Eibishter himself recognizes it as a Ness, because it's otherwise it seems like Teva, it's because the Shadish of this kind of Ness comes from Levade. And therefore it could come even into Teva. That's the Maila of the Ness of Purim. Because Hazeh means Marabetz Boivei Mezeh. Hazeh is something which is present right here. It's Gili. Something that you can point to. Hahu is Yena, there. It's in the distance. It's far. It's Hester. So Halayla Hu is a double Hester. So because of the Maila of Nes Purim is that it comes into the Tachten. It comes into the Teva. It comes into the lowest place. Vinegeh to Teira, that's the difference between the Halachas of Teira and the Shaklavatari of Teira. The Shaklavatari of Teira is the Chachmah. Chachmasa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chachmasa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof and very deep. And therefore every Chachmah has the background and the depth and the Oimik of the Eibishter's Chachmah, which is Ein Sof. That's why there's an endless discussion when you get to every Halacha in Teira. But that's not the Chelik of Teira that relates to the Tachten, to the actual Maisa B'Poyel in Olam Hazeh. The Chelik of Teira that relates to Halachas, to Olam Hazeh that is the Halachas. So that's the connection between the two inyanim. The Ness of Purim, the Megillah, which is a kind of Ness that penetrates Teva and comes into Teva, was not going to be batel asad lavei. And Halachas, which is that aspect of Teira, which relates to the Maisa B'Poyel and the Tachten of the world, will also not be batel asad lavei. Because that draws from the highest Shadish. It comes from Atik, it comes from the highest place, and therefore comes down into the lowest place. So those two things will not be batel asad lavei. That's the connection.